Good morning, good morning. So here we are at part three. The that is not I, part three. What observes? Okay. So first, let's let the body settle back. Let it relax. Okay. Just letting go, resting back in the understanding that we are on a journey of remembrance. A remembrance of what already is. Life is complete. So there is nothing to be attained. There is nothing to fix and nothing to find. What is, and what is not. And no matter what the appearance may be, it is unfolding within the vastness of awareness. Within the vastness of being. All is the one source, and what is perfect. Listen from the heart in remembrance. Be still. So, how did it go this week with watching the commentator? Huh? Oh, yeah, that little voice that for so long has been the authority as to how our day would go, how we would feel, what we would do, what we would believe. Yeah. I do hope that it has been quite an opening up for everyone, an awakening for everyone. And using that little counting breath, that is a beautiful way for us to begin to train our attention to remain in the now, what we call the now, and not be wandering in the past or jumping into the future. So, yeah, it's a helpful tool. And hopefully some of you might have noticed as you were watching the commentator that some of the thoughts may have just stopped mid-thought. They just, okay. So that experience that we seem to be seeking of recognizing the self that is present, that comes from our devotion to this, at this time, okay, of just looking, just observing thoughts. It's in this way that we become familiar with them. We begin to see them in a different light, in a different way, in a different and deeper understanding, okay? And when we do that, we can see that there is nothing for us to grasp onto there. All that stuff that the garb that the commentator is pushing, so to say, that through our devotion of looking, we can see clearly there's nothing there to hold on to. Okay. And we can also see that there is nothing there to fear. Okay. But what is there from our looking is freedom. The freedom just to be as we already are. Okay. So we see more clearly from this silent observing that thoughts are just that. Words that have the label of being thoughts. Huh? We can see too that the thoughts just rise up out of the pool of consciousness. Haven't you ever wondered where the thoughts come from? Okay. They just rise up. They're not your thoughts. They are not a personal bag of thoughts for a personal person. They rise in the field of consciousness to the awareness that is present as the witness. So they are not my thoughts. It's like they are a sound image that comes to awareness. But a sound that we allow the interpretation to come from a conditioned mind. Okay. But it is a conditioned mind only as long as we leave it unattended, unwatched, unobserved. It is a conditioned mind only as long as we allow it to be. And also, these thoughts that rise to awareness, they only get colored as to being something good or something evil, being something that is right or something that is wrong. Labels are endless, okay? But they get colored only out of our ignorance of knowing what we already are. Okay? It is conditioning, continuing conditioning. In seeing that clearly, there is the withdrawing or not allowing that aspect of mind judgment to be in judgment of the thoughts, of the words, of the feelings or sensations. We begin seeing past that conditioning. Okay, we're seeing clearly. And when we are seeing clearly, we are seeing beyond the conditioning that we have laid upon us. Okay. So, as we go along in this practice, we can acknowledge and accept that it is in the observing that the thoughts are seen clearly. And then what happens? Through this clear seeing, the belief systems begin to collapse. All of those things that you may have looked at and thought you needed to get rid of, they just collapse naturally from clear seeing, from observing. They change. And there is that changing of how we look at them, how they are being observed. They are being observed from a loving silence of the heart. So there is definitely a change. Okay. And we look at the mind differently. And it is no longer that something we need to fix or something we want to change or something we want to get rid of. Okay. It is just in the observing that the belief systems change, that attitudes change, that seeing changes. And we look at mind differently. It is in the observing that the belief in those systems changes. You haven't done anything but have been naturally as what you are, a witness, an observer. In that observing, the belief that there is a need to fix a person so that it is what? More spiritual, more awakened, more. No, even that collapses. There's no person to fix. There's no person to change. And that is seen clearly. So that belief system of being a separate person dissolves, collapses. In the light of clear seeing. Okay. So as soon as this is seen, that it is our nature to be the stillness that observes. Again, through our practices of watching, observing, we begin to understand our position as the observer and not what is coming to us from a conditioned mind. Okay? It is out from this silence that we stand as the presence of pure awareness. Okay. It is out from this silence that we stand as the presence of pure awareness. Okay. So I think with the observation that we can all see that the commentator builds the stories in creation of an identity, right? That commentator through upbringing, through culture, through family experiences, that commentator created an identity called Mary. Okay. And for the longest time, this supposed Mary believed the commentator And then came the moment when that belief was no more. Okay. So the commentator builds the story in creation of an identity. And it is an identity that is judged sometimes as being good and okay. And also at the same time, it can be me not so good and not so okay. All of that. I used to call it the push me, pull me, or the merry-go-round effect. One minute I was okay, happy, and joyful, and the next minute there was the commentator's judgment to take that away. I'm thinking that might probably sound quite familiar to everyone. Okay. It creates, this commentator creates the idea. The idea being the key here. It creates the idea of a separate me. And then maintains the story it is projecting. It will take the bits and pieces throughout the day and weave that cohesive story about the separate person. So that projection does seem to be a me. Okay. And we commonly call that projection of the commentator the ego, the little me. Okay. So we often think that there is this little me, this little ego, and that something has to be done in order to get rid of that. So you can see here a little clearer that there is no entity that is ego. And when it is allowed, this commentator, where it is allowed, this commentator continues the stories of this conditioned mind. This is what clear seeing is all about. Seeing that scenario is not reality. And I was thinking on this as I was observing things, and it's like these repetitions, these recordings that we call them sometimes, where the commentator plays them over and over and over. It struck me that it was almost like a hypnotic session, because that is kind of what takes place if you know about hypnotherapy and hypnosis. That is kind of what takes place in a session where there is a repetition to help that individual make some changes. So there's a repetition that goes on. Okay. And that individual may even go home with a recording so that he can play that in the evenings. And it's like, well, that's kind of what this commentator does. There is this almost like a continuous loop, an ongoing repetition of a person. Okay. So just something to ponder. Okay. So, here we go. Let's ask this question now. Who or what is listening to the commentator? There is no personal me available to be the listener. There is no listener there. So who or what is listening? Okay. What is it that's witnessing this little voice that we presume to be in our head? Well, simply, very simply, it is the ever infinite presence, the silent witness, this pure awareness. Are you not aware of thoughts? Are you not aware of feelings and emotions? Are you not aware of this sense of separation? And it is important here to remember that pure awareness is not a fixed something or in a fixed location that you have to get to, but that it is the infinite all in all. It is vaster than space, and it is ever flowing in this infinite potentiality. Okay. So that kind of makes you this infinite field of potentiality, this pure awareness. And if awareness has any characteristics at all, it would be that of silence. It simply witnesses. It simply observes. It does not engage in thinking. It observes without reactions. It does not attempt to change anything. It already knows it is not anything the mind can imagine. And it is aware of the inner commentator. You are becoming more and more aware of that inner commentator as you spend time in your devotion and practices of just observing, just witnessing, right? So it already sounds like the devotions that we are giving, the devotions to knowing who I already am. Okay. So we give devotion to our practice of resting in the silence. Pure awareness is the naturally silent. Okay. That we see clearly from the silence of our heart. So awareness observes clearly out of the essence of love, out of the heart. Okay. That we practice in the silence to see that we are not the thoughts and that the body is not who we are. We witness the thoughts to see clearly. To see clearly that we are not the thoughts and that we are not the commentator's story. All of that practice, all of that devotion already sounds like you are doing what is your nature to do. And it is in this devotion of witnessing, of seeing, that we recognize that our timeless nature dissolves the illusion of separation. What is our timeless nature? To observe, to witness from silence. Okay. So, pure awareness doesn't attempt to change anything or to fix anything. It embraces all, everything. It is all inclusive. There is nothing that is not embraced. Think of that. There is nothing that is not embraced. And again, doesn't that sound like what we already do in devotion? We make space. We open up the heart. We cleanse the conditioning of the mind. We see more clearly. So we are in that space of embracing everything without judgment, without comment, but just embracing in stillness, in quietness. And we come to understand that it is the silence that is the fullness of potentiality. Awareness has nothing to change or to gain. It is already the fullness of life. And all is within it, complete and whole. It has no agenda. Okay? It doesn't want the thoughts to be different. It doesn't judge emotion or feeling or even experience. It doesn't try to improve the person that is thought to be there. It needs no improvement. And in our seeing, in our devotion, we begin to give more attention to the moment rather than to the suffering of the past or the imagined future. We begin to become more present in the moment, more unfiltered, more just allowing what is to be, and being comfortable and peaceful and trusting that what is is, and I am that. So we have pure awareness, aware of the commentator. But it's like a relationship of a cloud to the vastness of the sky. Now, the clouds can be anything. They can be white and fluffy. They can be dark. They can be stormy. They can be electrified. They can be full of water or snow. Or they can be the thin ones. It doesn't matter. Or there can be a summer breeze going through, moving the clouds, or there can be a hurricane going through. It doesn't matter. That which in the cloud is taking place is like this vastness and aware without comment, without judgment, without interpretation. It just is. Okay. So it doesn't mean that you will just sit silently, never moving, never participating. What it means is what I am is aware of what I am not. And through this relationship, what was thought to be a person is not transformed into anything, but dissolves. And now what is becomes more and more that instrument of what you are. Meaning, perhaps that the thoughts that come are more prayerful, more joyful, more in thanksgiving, that the body may be used more for helping and rendering help and sharing and giving than before. It's not that anything really changes, it's what was there that was not reality dissolves away, and it's revealing what is there. Okay? So it doesn't matter what the thoughts, emotions, and sensations are. That doesn't. And it doesn't matter if that commentator is being judgmental or if it's being encouraging. It doesn't matter if the thoughts are peaceful or chaotic. It doesn't matter. It's to the sky. It doesn't matter the clouds, the hurricanes. To pure awareness, it doesn't matter the thoughts or the thinking or the doing or the non-doing. It doesn't matter. It remains as it is, pure awareness, unchanged. Just as after the hurricane, the sky remains the same, calm, serene, unchanged. Okay. When we give our devotion of being in a sincere meditation of silence, or just take a few moments to sit in the stillness, to take a breath, we discover that this pure awareness is not anything personal. Okay. It is the same presence that watches the commentator and all of its illusions, and it watches, even if there is a something there called Mary. It is the same awareness, the same pure awareness that sees the commentator in my friends. It is the same pure awareness that sees the commentator in my enemy. It is the same pure awareness, okay, that sees the commentator of the monk in the ashram, or the commentator of an inmate on death row. It is the same pure awareness that sees the commentator of the daydreamer on the beach. It is the same in this very moment throughout all. The same pure awareness is aware of each commentator. Pure awareness is not individualized. Pure awareness is not separated into parts or pieces. It is the same everywhere, throughout it all. But the difference is between the Mary, the monk, the enemy, the death row inmate, or the friend, is the content flowing through the thoughts and the emotions. And again, this something that notices, that is aware, it remains as always, untouched. So, as we continue our looking, we realize that there are no boundaries between self and others. All is awareness. I am that. You are that. No boundaries. No separation. We see also that there aren't any boundaries between what we call inner and outer. The outer is always a reflection of the inner. There isn't any separation between them. And we see that the dualistic concepts are without reality. It is that your consciousness and my consciousness are not separate. They are not similar. It is the very same consciousness having different experiences. So what we think of as yours and mine is the very same consciousness. No separation. And this is the awakening we see. This is the understanding we come to. It is the experience that is ours when we stop believing and identifying with the commentator and the stories. And the more we see the fallacies of the commentator and the story, the more we will continue to rest with our attention in the present moment. The life that is living is now. There truly is no life past and no life future. The living is now. Okay. So take a breath. We're just going to follow our breath for a moment. Follow the breath in. It flows in. And then it flows out again. And again, attention to a breath that is flowing in and then flowing back out. It's like the waves coming into the shore and then flowing out again. And we're making some space for this energy to flow. Shoulders back, opening up the heart. So we have a question. So let's answer this. Am I in this moment aware of thoughts? Am I aware of the process of thinking? Am I aware of what is taking place in this very moment? Of a breath that flows into a body form? And am I aware of a breath flowing out again? Am I aware of any feelings or emotions? Am I aware of any images appearing to mind? Am I aware? Am I aware of all that rises to awareness? Take a breath and follow a breath. All right. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, it is. We've reached that time for questions or comments.
Mary.
Yes,
Good
Lovely.
morning.
Good morning.
There is something, I'm not sure if I can verbalize this, but it felt really important of when I see this commentator in others. It's a if I am being the awareness of the commentator in others, it feels like it would bring presence forth.
You mean from that proposed other? There would be.
Instead of judging another as commenting, of being a commentator, as I rest in the presence of the being I am, and I recognize that what is that same commentator that's in me is in another, it brings forth love. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it feels like it's being a space, I'm going to say, for the river to show forth, for love to show forth, to flow.
That's what clear seeing does.
Yes, it's beautiful.
It
I feel like I'm not saying this right. I can feel it in my heart, what you said ignited in me. So
Okay.
anyways, thank you.
You're welcome, my love.
Yeah.
Yes. Awareness sees the commentator because it is all-encompassing, because it is infinite. The commentator is just witnessed by pure awareness, but the pure awareness is still the reality of what is present there. The commentator is not the reality. So eventually, even we see only what is truly there, we see it ourselves. And that self is not interrupted by what a commentator might be saying or
Right.
expressing.
Yes.
Yes. That's where
It
you, yeah. Go
it's
ahead.
more the more we can see it in ourself and dissolve it. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling around here, but
Okay.
I can see it. I feel it. I just don't have words here.
Yeah. It's understand that the commentator, it's okay. It's nothing that you have to get rid of
Right, it's just
or suppress. It's just being watchful of it. And if you did have in your time of watching it where the thoughts just kind of stopped mid-thought, they didn't go any farther. You're beginning to get the understanding of what is being spoken about being watchful. Because the commentator is not reality. Okay. So it's like that dissolves away, that commentator, as you come into a fuller understanding that there's nothing here to fix. As the commentator says, there is. There's nothing here to actually encourage, as the commentator says, there is. Okay? There's nothing here to change, as the commentator says that there is. Okay? All of the commentation is for an individual, separate person. And as you begin to see that I am not this person, I am that which is aware of the play of being person. I'm aware of it. I mean, this body still has to go out and do grocery shopping. This body still goes out and sweeps the porch. This body still goes out and waters the garden. There is still an action of what appears to be separation. So the understanding takes place in the heart, and the living of it takes place out from the heart and no longer from the head. Okay, so the body becomes more of a pure instrument, that it is now just flowing with life in what is being presented. So it's calmer, it's quieter, it's softer. Okay, it's not holding the tensions or that energy of negativity, or the duel that goes on in the mind between being okay and not being okay. That goes away, that dissolves, and the body can now actually begin to be what it's meant to be, which is an instrument. Okay. All right, anybody else? We're all okay?
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love. Now, as always, you can always email me if something pops up
Thank you.
that you have a question on. We'll take care of it that way as well. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, love. So let us pray. Most beloved, thank you for every opportunity to see more clearly. I'm grateful to the love that presents them. Thank you that I see beauty, peace, happiness, and joy. And thank you that I learn to see from the heart. And in loving gratitude, I rest in the truth of my being. Om Shante. Shante, shante. Amen. Om Namaste.